Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us now, the great Kevin O'Connor from Yahoo. Kevin O'Connor Show, wherever you get your podcasts. And YouTube, right, KOC? You're on YouTube.
On YouTube as well.
There he is.
Having me today.
The great KOC. KOC, we talked to you before the lottery. I didn't think, you know, leading up to it, that we'd be talking about the Indiana Pacers, and we will talk about the draft, but the Indiana Pacers on the verge of an NBA title. How shocked are you that the Pacers are in this situation against the Thunder?
Absolutely shocked. As a guy who thought they were just some league pass darling, this cute regular season team that was going to get stomped by one of the favorites in the postseason, yeah, I'm shocked. I'm shocked that they're up 2-1 over the Oklahoma City in the NBA Finals, but they keep proving me and a bunch of other people that picked the Thunder to win the Finals wrong with what they've been doing, especially in that Game 3. They were absolutely sensational, and I'll tell you what, I think the way they play, there's some lessons to be learned for teams around the league about how to team build.
I literally, KOC, don't like anybody on that Indiana Pacers team.
TJ?
Other than TJ, yeah.
All right, other than TJ. All right.
But everybody else, I'm like, I would not watch these guys play. They have been outstanding this postseason. I'm giving a ton of credit to Rick Carlisle. The way Rick Carlisle has coached to get these guys here, a lot of people forget that he has won a championship with the Mavericks already. Just the job he's doing as a head coach. I don't know if he's getting enough credit or not.
No, Carlisle, I mean, you're right, Ike. Like, he's been awesome. Like, the adjustments he's made throughout this entire postseason, and also just, like, the style Indiana plays.
Yeah.
Just to get these guys to buy in together and play with the intensity that they do from start to finish throughout an entire game. That's what is fueling some of their comebacks. That's why they play the same way offensively. Like, think about, like, how do teams usually end games? ISO ball, dribble, 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 yeah, dribble over and over. The Pacers run their offense. They're cutting and sitting and screens, yeah, and moving fast in the half court. Like, I know you might not like the individual guys besides TJ McConnell, but like, I'm glad like you like the system and how it all results, because I think it's pretty beautiful to watch all the pieces put together.
Oh yeah, believe me, I'm that fan that needs a star player to yeah, sort of gravitate to.
Ike is a basketball player, is a ball hog and a chucker,
yes,
so he likes
one of those
seeing
guys,
those guys.
Yeah. Yep. They play great team ball in Indiana, so therefore I'm not necessarily infatuated with them. Yes.
All right, TJ, or you're not TJ, you're KOC. Get to the draft. Obviously, we're not talking about the Sixers in the NBA Finals. Haven't talked about that in 20 some years. So, you know, the big name as soon as the Sixers got number 3 that everyone was fighting about is Ace Bailey. So, first of all, your thoughts on Ace Bailey, and if you were the Sixers, would you take Ace Bailey with the 3rd pick?
No, I would not take Ace Bailey with the 3rd pick if I'm the Sixers. Ace Bailey's far too raw, too much of a question mark with how he would fit into the ecosystem of what the Sixers are trying to build. So I would be looking to either trade down, up, out, but not take Ace Bailey with the third pick in the draft, because even though he's 6'8", even though he's in theory this knockdown shooter off the dribble and off the catch, he hasn't been. Like, he shot below 70% from the free throw line, shot only 34.6% from three-point range. The Michael Porter Jr. comparison he often gets, I think, is a little bit misleading, because MPJ had a flamethrower jumper in high school. He had a flamethrower in his short time in college, and he did from day one when he stepped on an NBA floor. Ace Bailey has not shown that consistency, in part because of shot selection. I'm sure everybody in Philadelphia saw the quote from him at the NBA draft combine in Chicago, where he was asked about that shot selection. And he's like, well, I practiced those shots. That's the player he wants to be. And so when I think about Ace Bailey, yes, there's star upside. Yes, it's going to take you a while to get there, though. And it reminds me of the Golden State Warriors choice when they took Jonathan Kuminga. Kuminga is the type of guy who wants to be a star, who practices star things, but not necessarily a guy who's doing role player things with upside for more, which is what Philadelphia needs from this pick. So, yes, I understand take the highest upside player, but Ace Bailey's no guarantee to become that. He is a risk in the short term and in the long term, which is why I believe you're seeing so much trade talk around this pick, and why I think Philadelphia should, and ultimately we'll see if they end up do actually trading up, down, or out of this draft pick.
You mentioned Kuminga. Who would you compare Ace Bailey to, the former NBA player, or former or current NBA players that people know?
Rudy Gay.
Okay.
Rudy Gay is the first name that comes to mind. I mean, just like a solid scorer. You know, maybe he ends up better than a Rudy Gay, but just like a bucket getter, can catch fire, has a long career, but isn't necessarily like a high impact winning player. I think that's a realistic outcome for Ace Bailey, and maybe he ends up much more than that. But again, it's going to take a long time for it to actually manifest. And for Philadelphia, I don't think they have that time to wait.
Rudy Gay is interesting because the Grizzlies got better after they traded Rudy Gay. And Rudy Gay actually, I think, was more interesting in the late stages of his career, sort of when he settled into almost being a role player type as opposed to trying to be a star player.
Bingo, Spike. Like, I think that's spot on. And that's the thing with Ace Bailey. Like, is he going to, like everybody says, well, Ace Bailey could shoot a higher percentage from three if he's taking higher quality threes. He's just standing in the corner. He could, if he's focusing on playing more defense and focusing on all these things, he can be a better player. It's like, yeah, but you're asking him to be something that he's never been and hasn't really shown a desire to be. And that's where I have some issues with the fit with Philadelphia for Ace Bailey. And like, I get you might be passing on a guy that maybe ends up becoming a star, but that goes down to your priorities as a franchise. Are you trying to win in the 25-26 season, the 26-27 season, or are you more concerned about building for 2030 and beyond? And depending on what side of the fence you fall on is where I think you're going to feel about Ace Bailey.
So I know you said you'd rather trade up or trade back, but let's say that those deals aren't there because you need a trade partner for that and you need a good trade for that. So let's say you're the Sixers and you're picking at three. Who would you pick at three?
You know, I'll tell you what, I think there would be a trade partner. I'll say that first. I think there would be. Whether it's a deal that you're incredibly happy about is a whole different question. But there are teams interested that are trying to trade up, New Orleans included. At three, VJ Edgecombe does really intrigue me for all of these things we're talking about. Because with the VJ Edgecombe, he's 6'4" with a very long wingspan, elite athleticism. And he's somebody who already did show a willingness to play a role player role for Baylor this past season as a guy who occasionally stepped up, handled the ball a lot, was a downhill attacker, but for the most part played a 3-and-D style for the Baylor Bears. So I think with VJ Edgecombe, he has that willingness to play a lesser role, but he also has significant upside because of his athleticism, because of his driving ability. He shot 43% in his final 2 years in high school, so I think his 34% he shot at Baylor was a little misleading. He's an elite shooter. He has elite touch, so I'm a believer in him there. And he's got the mindset, man. Like, the dude's a dog. The way he attacks on drives to the rim, the way he attacks on boards and rips down some rebounds, he plays hard, plays fast. I think VJ Edgecombe is where I lean if the Sixers have to stay at number three.
I tell you, KOC, the moment I get comfortable, you know, you come in and now, you know, I don't – I mean – I didn't love Ace Bailey, but I was starting to really like Ace Bailey and starting to envision him as a Sixer. Now you just threw me off because I respect everything you say. So you just threw me off because you're not in love with the fit for the Sixers and moving forward. One thing you really said that I'm sort of hung up on is, where do the Sixers sort of really see themselves doing next year? Is this rebuild or are they trying to win next year? And are you looking for a piece that sort of fits? Because you already have a Paul George who's 6'8", and you got Embiid as a center, and you got the two young guards. Are you looking for a piece just to fit with those guys? Or what are you looking for next year if you're looking at next year's team?
I mean, I'm looking at both. I want a guy that helps me in the short term and helps me in the long term.
Okay.
I want to try to maximize the chances of Embiid being healthy in April and going on a run in this pathetically weak Eastern Conference. I'm trying to make a run this year, but yes, I'm also acknowledging that Embiid hasn't stayed healthy. He very well might be past his prime, that contract might end up in Albatross if he never gets healthy again. I acknowledge all of those things. Same with Paul George with 3 years remaining on his deal, and he looks like he'd rather be a podcaster at this point. I acknowledge all of that, but at the same time, that's why you're building for both, that short-term and for the future. And I think VJ Edgecombe, Con Knipple, guys like that help check both of those boxes. And there's more names if they were to actually trade down in the draft, or Dylan Harper at number two if they were to trade up to number two with San Antonio. So I want both. I want both if I'm the Sixers. Right. And I don't think Ace Bailey checks the both box for me.
So okay, hold on real quick, Spike.
Yeah.
Because he mentioned my guy, Con Knipple.
Yes.
All right.
Jack's guy too.
Yeah. Well, I introduced Jack to him.
Okay.
You know. So
the heady player.
I'm just trying to see KOC Knipple. How do you see him sort of fitting? Is he like a Cooper Flagg light? Like what are we looking at with Knipple?
I mean, Knipple, he is, you know, I interviewed him for my podcast about a month ago at the draft combine. The dude acts like he's 30 years old, first of all. Like, he's just 19 years old, but like maturity level wise, like there's certain guys you interview that are super mature and certain ones you interview that are immature. The maturity level is there. The acceptance of role, embracing the role, playing hard, doing the extra stuff on the floor, diving on the floor for a loose ball, chasing rebounds, making the smart pass, like all of those things that Sixers fans, I think, loved about Jared McCain last year with his ability to quickly adapt in the NBA. I think it's very similar with Con Knipple. Knipple's only 6'5". He's not especially long, but elite shooter, elite, you know, attacking closeouts, blossoming as a creator as well. I mean, to me, he could fit on literally any team in the league. For Philadelphia, I wouldn't say he's my preference necessarily, because like Philly already has Maxey and McCain. I guess they can afford to have one more guy, but if you draft Knipple, maybe there's a little too much overlap if you're also bringing back Quentin Grimes. But then again, you can never have enough shooting, can never have enough versatile wings / guards in your backcourt.
So there was a rumor online with Kevin O'Connor of Yahoo, Kevin O'Connor Show, everywhere you get your podcasts and YouTube. There was a rumor today from Michael Scotto that the Sixers had engaged the Spurs in a trade-up scenario to two. You would think that would be for Dylan Harper. Now, I want to caution everybody, this is rumor time. So there's stuff everywhere. You know, there's some truth to everything. It doesn't mean anything's going to happen. If you're the Sixers, how aggressive are you in trying to trade up to two to get Dylan Harper, and how do you see him fitting?
I think Philadelphia would be a pretty close to ideal fit for Dylan Harper in terms of the spacing Philadelphia would have. You have Embiid, who can shoot threes, Maxey, the speed he plays with, the shooting ability that he has, McCain. Like, there's a lot of shooting on the floor that I think would really help Dylan Harper mitigate some of the shooting concerns that he has and really highlight his just elite downhill attacking. The dude shot almost 70% at the rim last year at Rutgers. He's an ambidextrous finisher at the rim. He's strong. He's got great footwork. He knows how to decelerate. Like, the dude's an awesome finisher and a really good passer, and in theory should be, when he's empowered to be, a very versatile defender at 6'5 with strength and length. So for Philadelphia, I think he'd be a pretty perfect fit next to McCain and Maxey. Now, how aggressive would I be? I'm not being so aggressive that I'm trading McCain to move up one spot, but I'd be willing to put future picks on the table. I'd be willing to try to get creative here with different configurations for the deal, but ultimately I'd prefer to stick to a draft picks based package rather than giving up McCain in a deal, unless more is coming back. for San Antonio in the form of some type of players. But I'd be going for Harper if possible. Ultimately, though, like you said, it's rumor season, and everybody's calling everybody trying to see what's possible. And I wouldn't bet on Philly moving up the two, but I think it says a lot that they're actually trying.
KOC, I just want to let you know, I know you put out your newest mock draft, and it had the Sixers trading back and then taking Malawach, a center from Duke. I just want to let you know, if they trade and take a center in with their lottery pick, you're causing Philadelphia chaos.
I'm diving into Schuylkill head first.
Just so you know, that would be the chaos pick.
Why, can I ask why? Why is that?
Taking a center.
Because it's a center.
Yeah. I mean,
but, you know, the teams play two bigs. Malawach is very versatile.
Come on.
You need, like, you want Andre Drummond as your backup center again? I'm not saying you draft a backup center with a top 10 pick, but what I am saying is that with Malawach, he's a guy who can help in the short term, play with Embiid or behind Embiid. And he's a guy in the long term, like, he's not just like Rudy Gobert Jr. He's not just a guy who's just going to be at the rim and that's it. Malawach enters the NBA with more versatility on defense. He was very switchable for Duke last season, and he's got some touch. He has some touch. He has a little bit of skill on offense. He's only been playing basketball for 5 years in his life. I think there's some untapped shooting potential for him in the same way there was for Embiid when he was drafted by the Sixers over a decade ago. So I think with Malawach, he's one of those helps in the short term and long term guys. But yeah, I understand you already have a bead, and I get that mindset of wanting to go at another possession.
Well, look, I'm just telling you, there would be chaos. I can only imagine doing the podcast that night after they take a center. It's just,
we got
like
PTSD. They took three centers 3 years straight once upon a time.
Yeah, we had Embiid, Nerlens Noel, and Jahlil Okafor on the team at the same time. You remember that?
Those were good times watching those six teams with all those centers out there.
Yeah, good times. Yeah, great times. Yeah, we actually had Embiid. We had one. I remember it only happened for one game, had Okafor and Noel on the court at the same time. And by the way, we were so brainwashed at that point, we're like, this could work.
This could work.
This could work. All right, KOC. Kevin O'Connor Show is awesome. Get it wherever you get your podcasts, with Yahoo and YouTube, and of course your mock drafts. You are dual threat, man. You're doing the finals and the current NBA stuff, but you're also great at the draft. So we appreciate your time as always, KOC.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you for having me on.
There he is, Kevin O'Connor. Let me ask you this, Ike.
Yeah.
If we haven't had a title for the 76ers, we haven't even beaten a good team in the playoffs for the 76ers in the process era. If TJ wins the finals, does that count?
Something tells me we're going to take something out of that.
Yeah, yes. I'm just going to say it counts. I'm not going to say it counts if Isaiah Joe wins. That's not. But TJ
He was a part of it, too.
He was. But like TJ.
TJ is one of the faces of it.
I agree. A true process. And he swung the game yesterday. That second quarter performance.
Yeah.
Because they had been horrible without without Halliburton on the court. Mm-hmm. But man, he had five steals. He's stealing inbounds passes. Yeah. He's getting the crowd. I'm like, there's our guy. You know,
well, you know how it is. Role players usually show up at home.
Yep.
And they feed off the crowd. And yeah, that was the perfect game for TJ last night. It was the perfect game.
Dude, I felt so. I was like,
I was told Hinkie couldn't evaluate talent.
Yeah, there it is.
Didn't even draft TJ.
No, he did not. He was undrafted free agent.
TJ.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I remember, yeah, I remember the whole TJ phenomenon, man. Yeah, TJ was awesome.
Start over Ben Simmons. Embiid,
yeah. Remember Embiid celebrating with him like
grabbed his face. Yeah, when they beat the Knicks.
Yes. Yes.
It was the Knicks shot. And it was that game against the Celtics in that playoff series where they sat Rocco and they started TJ McConnell, but it was really Ben.
It was
about Ben, and they won that playoff. The TJ game.
TJ game.
215-592-9494. So glad this guy is alive and back in the U.S. of A. Herb from the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
Before I talk about Colombia, I want to say one or two things.
Oh, geez.
Rios, they need you down there in Colombia. You understand? I hope you're listening.
What does that mean?
Okay. They need you down there, brother. Get down there, my man.
Hold on. Who is they? Who needs you?
Do you really want to go down this path? You guys are insane.
Let me talk about the Sixers.
Yes.
Okay? Oh, geez.
Yep.
Let me talk about the Sixers, okay? Who were the top? Is there any in the top three or top five players that are, okay, over six, from 6'6", 6'7", and up? Who's the top man?
The tallest guy?
In the top five is
Ace Bailey, right?
Well, is Flag, you know.
I thought he meant who was the tallest.
Who's the tallest guy? I don't know.
This is what I would do. I would make it. If you want to make a play, okay, you're going to have to give away your best player, okay? I don't want to do it, but if I can get Cooper Flag the number one pick, I got to do it. I got to give him Tyrese Maxey. Send him right to Dallas where he used to grow up, I mean, I got to do that, you know, and I got to get Cooper Flag. I need a guy that's 6'9", that can jump and do everything. He plays defense, plays offense.
Yeah.
He makes plays. He can run the break.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like a Larry Bird, man. He's like a magic.
Yeah. Well, what about it reminds you of Larry Bird?
Yeah.
He knows how to put the ball on the floor or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So just like Larry.
Is there anybody better than Cooper Flag?
No.
If we can, at 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", there isn't.
Nope.
So they should just take Flag.
So, you know, we're stuck. We got two players that are hurt that are getting over $400 million.
We need to hear about Colombia, Herb.
Yeah. Columbia was great. The hotel was great.
Did you bring home a wife?
I had a good time. I had, you know, had a few girls out there, you know, and what did it, you know?
At once?
I can't say what I did on the radio, but
what'd you do?
I'll show you some pictures.
Senator Jack. Senator Jack.
I want to see pictures. Yep. Yeah. I want to see them.
He only got a couple. I got a whole load of them. Okay?
Great. Is that what they call it these days?
Yeah. Yeah, Jack. So,
hold on. Did you go by hold on, Herb. Did you go by yourself?
Yeah, I told you I was going myself.
Well, I don't know.
You don't bring sand to the beach.
What? Well, you could have went with a buddy. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know where my sister's going to? She's going to San Juan, like, I think, in the next couple days.
Oh, I didn't even know you had a sister.
Chocolate, the chocolate stuff.
Oh, so, she likes the chocolate, too?
She's going to San Juan, Puerto Rico.
That's not really chocolate,
though.
She got
the money.
Mocha.
Peanut butter. Caramel. Yeah.
If I'm not working, I'll be down to see you guys. I'm going to get some lobster tomorrow.
All right. There you go.
It was a great time. But I actually found out there's a place called Medellin, Colombia, that's even better.
Oh, there you go.
Medellin.
3 million people, poor partying and stuff. And
you sure it's not Medellin?
Like a nice place. I want to say one thing about
it's Medellin. Hold up, man. What's the place they went to in Entourage?
I don't know. I never saw that show.
Fritz?
I think it's Medellin.
It's Medellin, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
No, it's Medellin.
That sounds closer. People. But do you think that's what Herb was talking about? He said Medellin.
Yeah, I have no idea what
Herb was saying.
I thought he was talking about where the Giants play. Medellin?
Medellin.
Let me say something about the Eagles. Okay?
Great. All right. Yeah.
There's a lot of people talking about Jalen Hurts and talking about Ike. You talked about, you know, these other quarterbacks and all that. No, Jalen Hurts won the Super Bowl. Okay, he's been there 2 out of the last 3 years in the Super Bowl. He's done what he's doing, and he's going to get better. And he just wins, right, Herb? Another ring. He's going for another ring this year. Forget about last year. Last year's over. We're now in 2025.
That's true.
Training camp's coming up real soon, and you're a month away. I mean, come on. You know what I mean? Let the guy do his thing in training camp and what he does, you know, when the season starts. There's too many people saying this and that and all that expectations. Let me tell you something. Yesterday when I was getting on the plane, I'm sitting, you know, waiting. This guy, I start talking to him and his lady. They live in Detroit, and I'm going to Detroit next month.
Be careful.
He says that when he hears that I'm from Philadelphia, right away, you know what he said to me?
They would have beat us.
Congratulations on winning the Super Bowl. I said, brother, thank you very much. I said,
You did so much.
I says, I'm ready for 2025. I said, Detroit, you got a nice team. You got a nice coach. Well, you might make it, too. You know, you might make it this year, too. It's competitive. Everybody's competitive. Like I say, if I can get this team to win 13 or 14 games, okay, that's great. You know what I mean? We need to get, you know, if we can get that number one spot again like we had a few years ago, that's great. If we, you know, whatever. We don't. We know how to win. We know what it takes. We got the players on offense. We got the players on defense. The new guys on defense will learn the system to get out there and hit some people and win ball games. One week at a time, brother. One week at a time.
Coming up next.
You know,
best score. Supporting actress. And a performance from Pink.
6 months. February 8th. That's the Super Bowl. Let's go.
All right, Herb.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, buddy. We'll see you at Chickies tomorrow. There he is. Herb from the Northeast.
Oh, man.
Get ourselves another update on the U.S. Open. With Ike's U.S. Open updates. Hopefully we figure out what an albatross is by then. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. No Phils tonight. They are off. They start a 3-game series with Blue Jays tomorrow. You can hear it all on WIP.
Was it Scotty Wilbekin?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, Jack, that nobody heard that conversation in the hallway on the radio. You know that was just on the radio, the Scotty Wilbekin thing right there, right?
So I thought it was funny.
In the hallway, we were talking about when TJ McConnell was on the Sixers, went to Sixers training.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Training camp was on the summer league team, and I said I didn't think he was going to make the team. There was another little white guy there that shot threes really well. I couldn't remember his name. It was Scotty Wilbekin.
Yes.
There is a golf major going on right now. We know there's only one expert at WIP that can give you hourly updates. That's Ike Reese.
And now, Ike Reese on the U.S. Open.
That'll start to sound creepy with this, by the way.
Yeah, gotta admit.
Is he?
I just realized that he actually changed the tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
He's pretty good by battle.
Oh, yes. Asked him to do one thing this week.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure somebody had to remind him. Okay.
All right.
Get back to the tournament. Well, not much has changed since the last time we talked. JJ still, -4, is the leader. By the way, JJ's off the course.
JJ Spawn?
Yeah, JJ Spawn.
Tough last name.
Yeah. He's off the course. He's still at the top of the leaderboard, -4. Sungjae Im, still there, man, -3.
Still trying to figure out what tournament he won earlier in the year.
Yeah, I just gave up on it. I don't think it was Sungjae Im. It was Siwoo Kim and Miwoo Lee. Yeah, don't ask me which is different. I'm just saying. I know because I lost in a bet with one of them. Yes.
Please stop, Spike.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Brooks, jeez. Brooks, way too loud.
Very
funny. I will say this. Brooks Koepka has dropped one stroke.
Good.
He had eagled before. Now, eagle is 2 under.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of the albatross.
I am too. But he wound up bogeying the 10th to go back to -1. He's now currently sitting at, where is that? Tied for eighth place. My guy, Colin Morikawa, Justin Spieth, just some notable names who are sitting, and they're sitting at even. Spieth. What did I say?
Justin Spieth.
Jordan Spieth, yes.
Yeah.
Man, Justin Spieth. I'm looking right at it. Says Jordan Spieth.
Come on, guys.
Yes. Sorry.
All right. How's Scotty doing?
Oh, Wilbekin? Yes. Scotty. No, Scotty Scheffler. Where's Scotty? Last time I checked, he was -1. He is not there, so he is down to
Ooh, not good.
All right.
Scotty's in at plus two right now.
Oh, no. Scooter.
So he has
an albatross. Arrest that man.
He has four bogeys on the day.
That's not Scotty Scheffler golf there, Ike.
Four bogeys on the day, including bogey the par five fourth. Two birdies, but he sits at two over through the front nine. He has hit the back nine right now. The world's number one golfer, Scotty Scheffler.
All right, there he is. And there's Ike Reese's U.S. Open update. You'll have another one in an hour.
Yes.
The Twitter question, I don't even have it ready, is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers.
Break out of it.
For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers. Question today, who was the face of the 2024-25 Eagles? Because Jack is scared of putting the real question up there. Saquon Barkley or Jalen Hurts? 76.3% say Saquon Barkley.
Good to see some sanity.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hi, Spike. Hey, Ike. Jack.
What's up, Tasty Kate?
How you guys doing? All right?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Been a very interesting day at WIP. I don't normally do this, but I listened to a little bit of the midday show, and OG Wade called in, and he had a pretty intense debate with Joe Giglio about Jalen. And Spike, the conclusion I've come to terms with is that me, you, and Jack and Ike could be sitting right next to each other in the stadium, and the Jalen guys are going to see one game, and the other guys are going to see another
the real game,
and we're watching the same game. The real game. Okay. But, you know, like I thought Rios did a great – some of the same points I wanted to bring up. You know, your criticisms, while they're valid, the importance of Jalen Hurts is his aura, his in-game presence.
Oh, my God.
Let's look at facts, Blake. Let's look at facts.
Okay.
2 years ago, they beat the Buffalo Bills, right?
Yes.
Very tough game.
Yes.
Two-point win.
Yep.
But there's no question that the fact of the game was that fourth quarter drive, when Jalen pumped it in, you actually saw Josh Allen melt. He melted in the presence of Jalen Hurts. That's what happened.
Well, what happened the weeks after that when they lost 6-7?
Yeah, was he melting?
Did Brock Purdy melt in the face of Jalen Hurts?
What happened is the other quarterbacks didn't choke like Josh Allen. Same defense. You're making my point for me, Jack. How come when Josh Allen got that ball back?
I'm not talking about Josh Allen. You know what? I'm not talking about the name Josh Allen is banned. The name Josh Allen is banned. The name Josh Allen is banned from this show when discussing Jalen Hurts. I never brought up Josh Allen.
You brought it up 10 times today.
No, I didn't. I don't bring it up. I bring it up in
response. Am I listening to the same show? How many times has Josh Allen been brought up?
I don't bring up Josh Allen. I don't. Everyone else brings up Josh Allen. Everyone else does. The only point, Tasty Cake, the only point is that Jack brought up is that he thinks because the Eagles won the Super Bowl that Jalen's 2024 has been overrated historically, that we do not remember the season correctly. I agree with him. I don't need to bring up Josh Allen to look at Jalen's performance of last year and say that his performance, by and large, during the regular season, was at best uneven and probably more accurately unimpressive. So if we are going to talk about him and assign all these wins to him, I think that is overstating his impact. Now, I don't think he doesn't have impact. I think some of the things you say are valid. I think he does not wilt under pressure, aside from pressure from the defensive line, but like overall pressure, I don't think he's bothered by it. I don't think he's bothered by public pressure. None of those things. I think he is stoic. I think he is a hard worker. I do think he is when he is at his best, he is turnover averse, which makes him a good quarterback. However, I do think it is fair to say that because they won the Super Bowl and because he was the Super Bowl MVP, that the other things he did are shadowed by that. Maybe in a way that makes those things look better than they actually were. And I don't need to bring up Josh Allen to say that. And if you want to talk about Josh Allen visibly melting 3 years ago, have at it.
Well, he also didn't really melt. Well, I went back because I needed to make sure I was like, right or wrong. Hold on. Easy, Dom, easy. Gabe Davis ran the wrong route in the 31-31 game. Josh Allen put it on a dime, and Gabe Davis went the other way. Like, that's not melting, Dom. It was a 34-31 win. It's not like
it was overtime. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it, 36-34?
It was 34-31. Wait.
No, we won by scoring a touchdown. Yeah.
Albatross is the 2-1.
Yeah, yeah. So everybody says, you guys always bring up Josh Allen. You guys always bring up Josh Allen. I don't. Mm-hmm. Do I think he's better? I do. But, like, that is a matter of opinion. I don't think I don't need to bring up Josh Allen or Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes or Baker Mayfield or Matt Stafford or any of the quarterbacks that I think are better to talk about Jalen Hurts' year last year. And I do think it is a little bit intellectually dishonest to go back and point to the wins from last year and credit him with those wins and just ignore all of the other high-level performances that happened around him and not credit those people with the wins.
Okay, but they do that with everybody. The quarterback takes credit for the wins and gets killed for the losses.
Yep.
But do you kill him for the loss to the Super Bowl against the Chiefs?
What's that?
Do you kill him for the loss in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs? Do you kill him for the loss to Tampa in the playoffs twice? I don't hear anybody bringing that up. I don't hear any. All I hear when they lost to the Bucks last year in the playoffs was, well, he didn't have his guys. That's all I hear. I don't hear anybody killing Jalen for that. And by the way, it's a fair defense saying he doesn't have his guys. But again, if we're going to play this game where it doesn't matter how he plays as long as they win, well, then when they lose to the Tampa Bay Bucks, I don't want to hear that AJ didn't play. I want to know what Jalen did. If you are going to make that, and again, I don't think that's a fair argument overall, but if you're going to frame it that way, that's what I'll say. And I don't think there's an answer for that.
Well, the answer, Spike, so when the Eagles lost 4 consecutive NFC championship games, the guy that got killed on WIP was Donovan.
And Andy.
Did he lose all 4 of them games?
And Andy.
Yeah, but no other player.
I agree with you, but I'm not talking about Donovan. Again, you're bringing up other quarterbacks. I'm bringing up Jalen.
You said,
is it Jalen's fault that they got killed by the Bucks?
Yeah, you could say that. You could say, it could be his fault that they lost, and it doesn't change the other things that he's done that's been well.
Well, for sure, but what I'm not doing is these other games where he didn't do... I'm not going to say he didn't do anything, but he wasn't the driving force behind their wins.
Sure.
Behind those wins. I'm not giving him credit for those. He was, now, look, he was the quarterback, so they're on his record. Mm-hmm. And thank you for the call, Tasty Cake. He was a quarterback, so they're on his record, but I just think we go a little far with that.
So here's what I see with, because I agree with you. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just one second.
Yep.
All right. And at some point, we're going to graduate from this debate. It's not going to be anytime soon.
It won't be anytime soon.
Maybe even not after next year.
You need to graduate to a brand new Hyundai. Come on, everybody's graduating. Go to Colonial Hyundai and do it. They're going to graduate you quick. It's not going to take 4 years. Sometimes you go to a place, buy a new car. It takes forever. Not a Colonial. They want you in and out in no time. Right now, for a limited time, as you graduate to a brand new Hyundai, they're going to give you up to 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. The cars are. John Ashdale, that means... is going to give you up to $10,000 off a brand new Hyundai. And if your trade stinks, I mean, if it's a piece of junk, John Ashdale, the cars are, again, giving you $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. Every brand new Hyundai from Colonial, you're going to get 3 years of complimentary maintenance. You're going to get America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Do it now. ColonialHyundai.com, 24/7. Finish at the top of your class with a brand new Hyundai from Colonial. In-stock vehicles apply. Tax and tags additional. Offers cannot be combined. See dealer for full details. Offer expires June 30th, 2025. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I was going to say, when discussing Jalen, I don't think it's as simple as black and white, meaning that it's this or it's that.
I agree
with you. There's a lot of gray area
with Jalen Hurts at the quarterback position, right?
I agree.
There is some, well, he has great talent around him. They ran the ball last year. Like, those things are true. Like, I think you guys have every right to be frustrated. Because you've seen me get frustrated with Elliott, and I'm pro Jalen.
He pushes you to the other side.
When Elliott does the whole how great he was last year in the passing game and how great it was, I don't want to hear that nonsense. Like, that I don't want to hear. And I can give Jalen credit for his part in the team's success, even if he wasn't the driving force, because – And I think it's being fair. I can be fair to him by saying, listen, yeah, of course he played a part, a major part in their success last year. He's the quarterback. Of course he does. But he wasn't the driving force behind them winning last year. I think all of us as Eagles fans, I don't know why we can't be realistic and honest and just say that.
It was the running game and the defense.
Yeah. Yes. Like, I don't know. And you can say that and then give him credit for how he played in the postseason, primarily in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl.
And I'll also give him credit.
I don't think that's being unfair to him.
By the way, because it's what happened.
Yes, it's what happened.
And by the way, I will also give him credit.
He didn't play poorly after the bye week.
No.
I don't remember another game. Now, he maybe wasn't lighting the world up, but he had the Bengals game where he threw the ball well. He had to make some throws.
He had some games
where he threw the ball well during the regular season. And it was still a team that was led by the running game. It just was. It was a team that was led by the running game.
And by the way,
the defense.
I will also give him credit. When they made that change, he did it.
Yeah.
Some
quarterbacks are reluctant to do it.
He could have said, I'm calling my own number. But he didn't.
Yeah.
Because he cared about winning. And he realized that that was the other thing. And he took direction from his coaches, which, by the way, not every quarterback does.
Yeah.
You go through the history here or go through the history in other cities. And, you know, you start hearing leaks about this guy doesn't want to do this and this guy does. He didn't do any of those things.
Yeah.
I have come further than I thought I would come on those sorts of things. But I do think, to the original point, there is like an overboardness to it just won. And it's like, well, okay.
Right.
I guess.
Right.
But, you know.
And that's really oversimplifying
the
team. And so I get where the frustration can come in at. So here's where I want you guys to sort of understand where Eagles fans will get frustrated with you all.
Yeah. Yes, sure.
First of all, to force them to have to defend the starting quarterback here is frustrating.
Got it.
That's frustrating.
Yep.
Right? So understand where Eagles fans are coming from.
I totally get it.
They're basically saying, what you're really getting from Eagles fans is, we know all of this. Why can't you just appreciate the other stuff?
I'm trying. Trying to appreciate the other stuff. I really am.
That's like, now believe me, you got some Eagle fans that are, they just go over the top with everything.
Sure.
That he could do no wrong. But we know, I think the majority of Eagle fans will be, they are content with how the team won. They're content with him as the quarterback because the team isn't dependent on him to have to carry the team.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, we were a team, like when Wentz was here, Wentz didn't have a lot of talent around him. So he had to shoulder more of the load of the team.
And by the way, if they can continue winning like this, have at it. I would love them to continue winning like this. I just don't want to be told that I'm seeing something different than I'm actually seeing.
I understand what you're saying.
And I would agree that I was, at least me, I'll speak for me, not speak for Jack. I wouldn't give any credit to the unflappable. I was like, get it out of here, get it out of here. I have come much further on those things.
Yeah.
I concede all of those facts. And I have no choice but to concede that I do not think they could win a Super Bowl with him as the quarterback. I was wrong. They could certainly win the Super Bowl with him as a quarterback.
Yeah,
it's there.
They proved that.
It's there. It's just like we are in bizarre. And what happens is it is a vicious cycle of the Jalen fans will excitedly overstate the case. Mm-hmm. People on the other side will get annoyed and push back. It turns into supporter versus hater land.
Yeah.
You know, and I get pushed into hater land. I'm comfortable.
I will say this.
Land.
Now, Troy Aikman, for what he would do in the regular season, a lot of it was leaning on Emmitt or what have you. Aikman stepped up in the postseason. and threw the ball. Like, he had to make plays in the postseason. He had to make throws. I remember the Green Bay NFC Championship game, San Francisco, and the shootout that he lost out there. Like, he had to. There were games where it wasn't just Emmitt running the football.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I think he won. He won one Super Bowl MVP because they gave Larry Brown, that Neil McDonald gave Larry Brown the other one. So Emmitt won one Super Bowl MVP.
Aikman
won one. And then the other one was Larry Brown.
Larry Brown, defensive back MVP. Unbelievable.
Not the former Sixers coach?
No.
No.
Different Larry Brown. Different Larry Brown. Jack, everyone is eagerly awaiting your top five at five today, wondering what the topic could be.
Who do we overrate? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Who's overrated at WIP?
Yep. No, well, speaking of WIP, things at WIP that we and our listeners need to get over.
Hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
We need to get over.
Yeah.
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 I wonder what could this be?
Yeah. I'm trying to think what the, because there's always.
There's a number one. I'm just letting you know what. Number one, it's a big.
We're not getting over it.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's a big, I guess, revelation for me.
Oh. Okay.
It's something that I've been on for a while that I'm ready to get. We got to get over it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.